Stepping into the stream of change. In every moment of experience. With stability. With groundedness, with embodiment. How is the body in this moment? Relaxing. Receiving the sensations. Of the body, of the breath. As if we were sitting at a movie theater, a movie theater that had really comfortable sitting where we could relax. And watch with interest, with curiosity, with care. This movie that is this life's experience, this flow of experience. Sensation here. A breath there, the thought comes and goes. An emotion that shows up, a friend. It stays in the body for a while and leaves. This passing show, interesting. And staying right here in this comfortable seat, stable, grounded, not toppled over, relaxed, spacious. at the door of the present moment experience. As if you're at a revolving door, experience is coming and going in this moment. This moment. The revolving door of this moment. And now this moment. And now this moment. Always now. Always now. Watching the arising, the staying, the passing. Now. An invitation as you stay embodied, bottom heavy, the center of gravity low in the body, opening the senses, opening the entire body to sound. To the sphere of hearing. Not so much going out to catch the sounds, but receiving, receiving, relaxing and receiving sounds. As they arise and pass away. In this moment, arising and passing sounds, space of hearing. Sounds arising, staying for a while, and passing. Impermanence, change, anicca. Without judgment, with curiosity, with care. Wonder, how is this mind, this heart, relating to change? Know. Know. See. Be aware. Of how change is held in this moment, which could also change from one moment to another. And it's all part of the flow. This stream, this river of being. everything changes. And it's okay. Can we be unagitated? No agitation. As the stream flows. In fact, observing knowing change sometimes can bring more stability. And when change is really known, when anicca is seen, the heart can relax, the mind can relax. Oh yes, it's like this. There can be a lot of stability, spaciousness, freedom, and care for self and others. Notice whatever experience is presenting itself in this moment. That it is changing. Change is its nature. Change is its characteristic, and it's okay. At any point, if noticing change becomes too overwhelming, it's okay. Come back or bring forward the breath, the body, embodiment, the stability. Just here, just here. Until the mind and heart are regrounded, regrouped, and it feels wise to open to knowing change, which again can bring stability in and of itself. See what's appropriate for you right now. It keeps changing. Resting, floating, buoyant in a river of change. Floating, buoyant in a river of change. In the moment when I ring the bell, I invite you to stay in your practice and listen to the arising, passing of the sound in this present moment, receiving. Leaving the passing sound waves. Everything changes all the time. And the more we open up to seeing change right here, right now, on the scale of this moment, next moment. The mind, the heart become more tuned to seeing change. We befriend change. We become friends with change. It doesn't scare us anymore. Not only that, but it gets transformed into a friend. Oh, into Dharma. Dharma, the way things are. Things change all the time. Everything changes all the time. And in fact, it changes so fast that we have the illusion of constancy. Oh, dear heart and mind, yes, evolutionarily we have the illusion of constancy because it supports us, living, passing down our genes, and it's an illusion. Everything is changing all the time. The cells of our body, our landscape, our heart, thoughts, breath, everything is changing all the time. On the molecular level, everything is changing all the time. We are stardust. We are made of electrons, protons. And in fact, it takes about 150 attoseconds for an electron to circle the nucleus of an atom. An attosecond is 10 to the negative 18 seconds. Or rather, an attosecond is related to a second as a second is related to the age of the universe. So we are shifting, changing the building blocks of who this being is changing at so many different speeds. Attosecond, millisecond, second, minutes, days, change on all these levels. Pretty wild, pretty cool to be human. Pretty cool to be human. Wow. Wow. All this change. Pretty wild. Pretty cool. Wow. Can we befriend change? And as we befriend change, knowing that it's happening all the time, a sense of freedom, sense of openness. It's like this expression I heard years ago visiting London. They said, if you don't like the weather in London, just wait 5 minutes. If you don't like the weather inside, just wait five minutes. Everything shifts and changes. Everything shifts and changes. And for us to see that, for us to befriend that, to see that that is the nature of life. Nothing stays the same. Is the way of being human and being birthed, living, loving, and dying, aging, getting sick, and dying. Part of that too. The heavenly messengers. It's part of change. It's not a mistake. It's not a problem. It's the way things are. Can we befriend it? Can we live with all of this? Befriending, opening up to it, without agitation, with freedom. And from that freedom, more care, more love is born out of that non-agitation for ourselves, for others. It's not that we become more aloof, uncaring. Oh, it all changes. No. No. Wow. This is amazing. You know, when you go to watch a movie, those days when we used to go to movie theaters, you remember those days? There is a sense of interest, awe, curiosity, even though you know it's a movie projected on the screen. And in fact, it's a series of images that are successively projected onto the screen. And they look like motion, and that they're actors, and they're humans, and their feelings, and their betrayals, and loves, and disappointments, and action heroes. Yes, yes. The same way, successive images, successive feelings, successive emotions, thoughts, all this landscape. Amazing. Pretty cool. And how can we best be with it, befriend it, live with it, care, love ourselves and others in the midst of this passing show? In the midst of this passing show. It brings such a sense of freedom. Nothing is fixed. The Dharma changing. All the time. On levels we can and cannot see. So, as we have transitioned to the second part of the retreat, the invitation is, if you wish, to open to noticing change on any level that is helpful to you, ideally in the present moment, staying right here, as I mentioned, at the revolving door of experience. awareness. It's like a awareness is like a doorman, door person standing by the revolving door of experience. And experience comes and goes every moment. It's a revolving door. And notice. It's pretty wild to notice on that level. Wow. The truth of anicca can flower when we bring the attention, the awareness, even in the midst of pain, dukkha, whatever it is, emotional challenges, in the midst of it, oh, it's changing. It's not staying the same. Wow. And see how that might shift, change. The way we hold, the tightness with which we hold what is arising. And also, as I mentioned, sometimes for some people, at some points in the practice, noticing change can feel overwhelming. If that happens, let go of noticing change. Come back to the anchor, the breath, the body, embodiment, care, compassion. Let there be more stability before opening up to noticing change again. Be your inner, your most loving, caring inner Dharma guide. Like, yes, okay. It's wise to open to change now. Okay, I need to back off now. See what's appropriate for you. So, a couple of announcements for today, which is Friday. Today is Friday, November 5th. And we are continuing, of course, with the practice meetings. And if you saw Gil, you'll meet with me. If you had a meeting with me, you'll see Gil. So please check the schedule just to be sure of the time of your meeting. It's very common around, especially around this time of the retreat, for memory to change. And Ying will be sitting in with me today. And this evening, we'll have the drop-in practice discussions for full participants. So if you're a full participant on the retreat, you like to drop in, please drop in. Come. And the other announcement is everything changes. Everything changes. So may you open your heart and mind to change today. Befriend change. Befriend change. With care, with curiosity, with love. It's the way things are. Yay. And be amazed at being human in the midst of all this change. Being change. Your change yourself. Thank you all for your practice. See some of you at the practice meetings.